Welcome to 30 Minutes of VOA Learning English, the voice of America's information service for people learning English. Join us now for our daily magazine show, As It Is, and other programs designed for English learners.
From VOA Learning English, this is As It Is. I'm Mario Ritter.
And I'm Anna Mateo. On today's As It Is, we talk about trends in baby names.
Two words you will hear throughout this report are popular and trend. When something is popular, it is liked or enjoyed by many people. And a trend is a current style or preference. The English writer William Shakespeare was right when he said, "What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet."
But when it comes to naming a baby, choosing the right name can be a really big issue. Parents can think about and even argue over name choices for months. New parents consider many things before deciding on a name. They might use names from family members. They might name their children after cultural and historic characters. Parents also might choose a name that represents something in which they believe strongly.
There are trends in baby names. Names fall or rise in popularity. Every new child born in the United States needs a Social Security number. So, the best place to find a record of the most popular baby names is the Social Security Administration. It made a list of the 10 most popular names for baby boys in 2014. They are number 10, Daniel, number 9, James, number 8, Alexander, number 7, Michael, number 6, Ethan, number 5, William, number 4, Jacob, number 3, Mason, number 2, Liam, and number 1, Noah.
The department's top 10 names for baby girls in 2014 are number 10, Charlotte, number 9, Madison, number 8, Abigail, number 7, Emily, number 6, Mia, number 5, Ava. Number 4, Isabella. Number 3, Sophia. Number 2, Olivia. And number 1 is Emma.
Pop culture plays a big part in some parents' choice of names. The film The Fault in Our Stars gave us names like Gus and Hazel. Disney's hit movie Frozen may give us more girls named Elsa. And the popularity of singers such as Bruno Mars and Taylor Swift might mean we see more children with these names.
Madison is the 9th most popular name for baby girls in the U.S., but it was rarely used for girls until after the movie Splash came out in 1984. The main character chose it for her name after seeing it on a Madison Avenue street sign in New York City.
Besides being popularized in a film, Madison is a good example of trends in naming a child for other reasons. Madison is unisex, meaning it can be used for girls or boys. It has been a trend for several years to name a girl a unisex name.
Madison is a place name after Madison, Wisconsin. This is another trend in the U.S. Parents may name their child Asia or Paris, or after a city or state, such as Brooklyn or Alabama.
The name Madison is also a surname, as in James Madison, the 4th president of the U.S. Using a last name as a first name is yet another trend in the U.S., but this trend is not permitted in some other countries.
If parents have trouble picking a name, they can turn to several websites for help. The website NameBerry suggests baby names to new parents and also tracks name trends. The website cites two major cultural influences that are influencing names for 2015.
It did not take long for Harper Lee's new novel, Go Set a Watchman, to influence baby names. Atticus Finch is the iconic character in To Kill a Mockingbird. For the boys, NameBerry says Atticus made a big jump on their most popular list from number 370 to number 1 for the first half of 2015.
And the birth of Princess Charlotte to Kate Middleton, the Duchess of Cambridge, may push the girl's name Charlotte up to number 1 in 2015, according to NameBerry.
A few countries ban a number of names for different reasons. Some bans are designed to protect children. According to reports in The Guardian and Huffington Post, the Mexican state of Sonora banned many names. For example, you cannot name your child Harry Potter, Hermione, Hitler, or Batman. This was done in an effort to prevent children from being bullied or mistreated.
Some countries have naming rules based on cultural or religious reasons. In Germany, you are not permitted to give your child a surname, such as Anderson or Johnson. Germany also bars the naming of a child after an object or product. In Malaysia, parents are not permitted to name children after animals, fruits, or vegetables. So, for example, you will not find a child named Bear running around with his sister Apple and their friend Rose. You could, however, in the U.S.
In the United States, there are few rules governing the names of children. Rules differ from state to state. Some states limit the number of letters you can use in a name. Others ban the use of numbers or symbols. A few states have no naming laws at all.
Since many English names do not have an exact meaning, people sometimes choose words that mean something they like. New parents may identify a quality they would like their child to have and use it as a first or middle name. Words like king, maverick, rebel, and hope can easily be used to make a name.
Some celebrities have pushed this trend to an extreme. They are taking more traditional names like Deacon and Faith and creating names like Rain and Saint. That is why names like Legend, Mercy, and Serenity are expected to become more popular in the future.
When economic conditions are good, some new parents name babies after brand name products. Names like Mercedes, Lexus, and Rolex come to mind. But when the economy is bad, new parents may want a more grounded name with a nature theme. For girls, that could mean a rising popularity for names like Lily, Sky, Summer, Rain, or Jasmine, and for boys, names like River, Sage, and Ash could become all the rage.
Whatever name parents decide, it is most important that they like the sound of it. They will be saying the name a lot. I'm Mario Ritter.
And I'm Anna Mateo. Join us again tomorrow for another As It Is.
Coming up, more programs designed for English learners. You can read and listen to our reports and download MP3s at learningenglish.voanews.com. You can learn with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at VOA Learning English.
For this Words and Their Stories, we leave Earth and travel deep in space.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's join two astronauts who have been stuck in their spaceship together for several months, and tensions are running high. Or, in other words, they are not getting along. Let's listen as they use a variety of space expressions.
Roger, Mission Control. This is Odyssey 14, logging out. Okay, we are officially done working for the night.
Great. Movie time. How about failure to launch?
Not that movie again.
What? It's a great film.
It reminds me of your friend Marco from New York, the one you talk about all the time.
Marco did not fail to launch. He's just saving money to buy his own place.
Marco is a classic example of a failure to launch. He still lives at home with his parents, and he doesn't have a real job.
Yes, he does. He gets paid to take part in drug studies.
Like I said, he does not have a real job. Besides, I'm sick of hearing about him, so enough already.
Okay, calm down. You know, I had to hear about your space cadet friend for weeks and weeks. What's her name?
Nina? She is not a space cadet. She's actually very smart. She just, spaces on some basic life skills.
She forgot that she needed a driver's license to drive a car. That is a pretty basic life skill to space on. She sounds like a total space case to me. Nothing upstairs.
Oh, forget it. When it comes to our friends, we are not on the same wavelength. Let's just agree to disagree.
Speaking of not being on the same wavelength, we don't agree on something else.
Oh yeah? Like what?
Like landing on the International Space Station?
No way. We do not have enough fuel to dock on ISS. Anyway, you just want to see that Russian astronaut.
That is not true. Well, maybe it's a little true, but I only see her once in a blue moon, which, as you know, is almost never.
Did you know a blue moon is not really blue? Every month has a full moon, but because the moon cycle is not in line with the calendar, about every 3 years we get 2 full moons in the same calendar month. So, a blue moon only happens every 2 to 3 years. Just amazing.
And it's been almost that long since I've seen her. Natasha, I think she is involved with someone on the space station.
Uh-oh. Houston, we have a problem.
Don't make fun. This is serious.
Well, we do say that when we want to joke that something has gone wrong. But did you know that that is exactly what astronaut Jack Swigert said in 1970 on the Apollo 13 mission when an oxygen tank blew up? And here we are, up here.
I get it. But please, don't give me any more facts. Anyway, I'm light years ahead of you. I have already programmed the computer for arrival at the ISS.
What? Are you crazy? When it comes to making decisions with your crewmate, you are light years behind even the worst astronaut.
Say what you want, but wait until you see this Russian astronaut. She is out of this world.
Of course she's out of this world. She lives on a spaceship.
I can't wait for someone else to talk to.
You and me both.
Welcome back to Earth. I hope you enjoyed this space-age trip for this Words and Their Stories. I'm Mario Ritter.
I'm Barbara Klein.
And I'm Steve Ember with People in America in VOA Special English. Today, we tell about writer Ralph Ellison and his famous novel, Invisible Man. The book is about a nameless black man's search for his identity and place in society.
Ralph Ellison's novel, Invisible Man, was published in 1952. Ellison was at once called a major new writer. The book won the National Book Award, a high and rare honor for a first novel. Since then, millions of copies have been printed. The book is still used in many universities and other schools. One professor said that he has used the book in his teaching for 25 years. He said that each time he returns to Invisible Man, he finds new ideas in it. Ellison writes in the beginning of his book,
I am an invisible man. I am a man of substance, flesh and bone, fiber and liquids, and I might even be said to possess a mind. I am invisible, understand, simply because people refuse to see me. When they approach me, they see only my surroundings, themselves, or figments of their imagination. Indeed, everything and anything except me.
From the start, Invisible Man was a book that changed the way white Americans thought about black Americans. It also changed the way black Americans thought about themselves. And it caused major disputes among both black and white critics. Black critics said the book was too difficult to read. One black critic said that the black man needed Invisible Man like he needed a knife in his back. Another black writer dismissed Ellison because Ellison demanded that writing skills must be learned before political ideas can be expressed. Some white critics refused to accept a black writer who did not write from direct anger at whites. They seemed to want him not to write from his mind, but from the color of his skin. Yet the book continues to live long after most people have forgotten the disputes.
Ralph Ellison was born in 1914 in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. His father died when Ralph was three. His mother supported herself and her son by cleaning other people's houses. She also supported her son's interest in music and writing. She would take home old music recordings and magazines from the houses where she worked. Ralph liked jazz and played trumpet in his high school band. He dreamed of writing serious music.
In 1933, Ralph entered a black university, Tuskegee Institute, in the state of Alabama. He wanted to study music. He moved to New York City in 1936. He still planned to study music and art. However, that same year, he ran out of money and could no longer attend school. The 1930s in America were difficult economic times. There were not many jobs to be found, and even fewer for black men. Ellison worked at many things. He shined people's shoes. He played trumpet in a jazz band. He worked for the Young Men's Christian Association. He worked in factories. He worked for a brief time taking pictures. Lack of money was an important reason for Ralph Ellison becoming a writer. He said,
I have always read a lot, and I began to realize I had a certain talent for it. It was not easy to be the kind of musician I wanted to be. I did not have enough money to go to the Juilliard School of Music, so I stuck with what I had.
In New York City, Ellison joined the Federal Writers Project. This was a program created during Franklin Roosevelt's presidency to keep writers employed at writing. He met two important black writers, Langston Hughes and Richard Wright. Wright soon would publish Native Son, the book that made him famous. Later, during World War II, Ellison served as a cook in the United States Merchant Marine. Merchant Marine ships carried war supplies to American and Allied soldiers. For Ellison, the war was a time of learning and trying to write. He read books by the American writers T.S. Eliot, Ernest Hemingway, and William Faulkner. And he read books by foreign writers, like the Irish writer James Joyce.
Ralph Ellison's stories were first published during World War II. When the war was over, he visited a friend in the state of Vermont. Ellison said,
One day I wrote, I am an invisible man. I did not know what those words represented at the start, and I had no thought about what gave me the idea.
The book that started with those words took almost 7 years to write.
Like many other novels, Ellison's story is a series of experiences as the storyteller learns to deal with life. Yet, unlike other novels, Invisible Man takes place in a dreamlike atmosphere in the United States. It is a world where dreams come close to reality, and the real world looks like a frightening dream. The man telling his story in Invisible Man lives in a hidden underground space. But to prove that he exists, at least to himself, he has lit his underground room with 1,369 lights. They remain lit with power he has stolen from the electric company. In much of Ellison's novel, the person telling the story is a victim, usually of white people, but also of some blacks. He both loves and hates the world. He plans someday to leave his underground shelter. He says that as a man, he is willing to believe that even the invisible victim is responsible for the fate of all.
The man telling the story says that as a boy, white men covered his eyes with a cloth. The white men tell the boy to blindly fight other black boys. The blacks are forced to fight each other to please whites. At the end of the novel, the story has moved from the American South to the North. There are riots in Harlem, the black area of New York City. Instead of 10 black children fighting each other blindly, grown black men are battling each other to the death. Blacks still are having their strength turned upon themselves.
Critics said Invisible Man was well written, but some critics called this a weakness. They said the writing seemed to hide the book's ideas and make them less a product of black life. One critic said that he found it difficult to call Invisible Man an African-American novel. He said that the main person in the book is a Southern black man, but, the critic said, he is all of us, no matter where we were born or the color of our skin.
After Invisible Man was published in 1952, Ralph Ellison taught at a number of universities. He retired from New York University in 1980. While he was alive, he published only two other books. They were books of criticism and essays called Shadow and Act and Going to the Territory. Ralph Ellison died in 1994 at the age of 80. After his death, a book of his stories, Flying Home, was published. Shortly before his death, Ellison had told someone that his second novel was almost finished. He had worked on the novel for 40 years without finishing it. Parts of the book had appeared in magazines during the 1960s and 70s. Ellison had to rewrite the novel after a large part of it was burned in a fire at his home in 1967. The novel was said to be 2,000 pages long. Finally, his friend, John Callahan, put the book together after Ellison died. The novel was published in 1999. It was called Juneteenth.
Since Invisible Man was published, many American writers have said how much Ellison influenced them. In 1990, another black writer, Charles Johnson, was given the National Book Award. In receiving the prize, Johnson thanked Ralph Ellison for leading the way for black writers. Ellison was present at the ceremony. He thanked Johnson. Then he expressed his belief that black writers should not be influenced only by other black writers. He said,
"You do not write out of your skin. You write out of your ideas and the quality of your mind."
This program was written by Richard Thorman and produced by Lawan Davis. Greg Burns was our studio engineer. Shep O'Neill read the part of Ralph Ellison and quotes from Invisible Man. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Barbara Klein. Join us again next week for People in America in VOA Special English.